The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatah was asked, whilst in flight, what is the time for breaking the fast in Ramadan?
The committee responded, if someone boards an aircraft during the day in Ramadan and he is fasting and he wishes to continue his fast until sunset, then it is not permissible for him to break his fast until the sun has set according to where the aircraft is in the sky.
Sheikh Ibn Jibreen was asked, I fasted a day but I had forgotten during the morning and had eaten. Then I continued with my fast. Is there any sin upon me?
The Sheikh responded, one who forgetfully eats or drinks while fasting should complete his fast, for certainly it was Allah who provided this food and drink for him, as has been mentioned in the hadith. And Allah has forgiven the mistake and forgetfulness and does not take anyone to account until they have done an act intentionally.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatah was asked, in Ramadan last year, my husband returned home from work, and when he entered the house, he asked me to bring him a glass of water to drink, so I didn't remind him that he was fasting. I looked at him to confirm if he was fasting or not, and it became clear that he had forgotten that he was fasting. So I proceeded to bring him the glass of water to drink. When he had drunk the water, he remembered that he was fasting and admonished me for not reminding him. I then felt a fear of Allah about this action of mine. Please advise me and may Allah reward you.
The Permanent Committee responded, you have committed a sin bringing your husband who was fasting a glass of water to drink. It was befitting for you to remind him about the fast when he asked you for water. As for your husband's fast that day, then it remains valid, providing that he drank the water out of forgetfulness.
Sheikh Ibn Jibreen was asked, if I see a man eating during the day in Ramadan and I know he is eating out of forgetfulness, do I remind him or not? Some people say, don't remind him because Allah is the one who has provided this food and drink for him.
The Sheikh responded, it is obligatory upon you to remind him because this is from commanding the good and forbidding the evil. If you saw him eating, then it would be obligatory upon you to command him to refrain from that, as this is from commanding the good, and you should forbid him from eating, as this is from forbidding the evil. Also, stopping him from eating prevents other onlookers from thinking that he is being neglectful of the rulings of the Sharia, and it removes suspicion generated through his forgetfulness.
Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, what is the ruling of the fast of a young child who has not yet reached puberty?
The Sheikh responded, as we have mentioned before, the fasting of a young child who has not yet reached the age of puberty, it is not obligatory upon him to fast. However, it is upon the one who is in charge of his affairs to command him to fast and thereby prepare him for fasting in the future when it does become obligatory upon him. Furthermore, the fast of such a young child is regarded as a sunnah. He is rewarded for fasting, however, there is no sin upon him should he stop.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, for which type of journey is not having to fast permissible?
The Shaykh responded, it is permissible to shorten the prayer and break the fast for a journey that is approximately 83 kilometers. Some scholars do not specify any particular distance for the journey, saying that whatever is commonly understood as traveling amongst the people constitutes a journey. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to shorten the prayer if he traveled 3 farasa, which is equal to 9 miles. However, it is not permissible to shorten the prayer or break the fast for any haram or prohibited travel because it is not appropriate for anyone traveling for the purpose of any evil acts to take advantage of the rukhsa or the license that has been given to travelers as regards shortening the prayer or breaking the fast. Wallahu a'lam.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatah asked, when I was both 14 and 15 years old, I used to masturbate during the day in the blessed month of Ramadan for a number of days. I don't know exactly how many. I was ignorant about this being haram in Ramadan and other than it, and I used to be ignorant as to this being known as masturbation. So I used to make ablution and pray without making the ritual purification, i.e. the ghusl. What is the ruling regarding my prayers and fasts? Is it obligatory for me to repeat the prayer and fast? knowing that I do not know how many days to do this. What is obligatory for me?
The permanent committee responded, firstly, it is impermissible or haram to masturbate, i.e. using one's hand in such a manner as to satisfy one's desire, resulting in ejaculation of sperm, or for sisters, as in this case, any discharge. And doing so during the month of Ramadan is even more haram. Secondly, it is obligatory upon you to make up the days which you broke your fast due to masturbating, because this action does nullify the fast. Also, try your best to calculate exactly how many days it was that you broke your fast. If you delay making up this fast until the arrival of the next Ramadan, then it is obligatory for you to make expiation by feeding a needy person half a sa' of barley or any other food that is the accepted norm in the land. Fourthly, it is obligatory to perform a ghusl or a full bath if you masturbated as you have stated, and it is not sufficient to make ablution if any discharge came out. Fifthly, it is obligatory to make up the prayers which you prayed without performing ghusl, because the minor purification does not suffice in place of the major purification.
Sheikh Ibn Baz has asked, is it permissible for the traveler to have sexual intercourse with his wife during the day of Ramadan?
The Sheikh responded, in the name of Allah, and all praises for Allah, if he were a traveler or suffering from an illness that is severe enough to permit him to break his fast, then there is no expiation required of him, nor is there any problem for him. All he has to do is make up the day for which he had sexual intercourse with his wife. That is because the traveler and the one who is ill are both permitted to break the fast, engage in sexual intercourse, and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, fasting for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number of days should be made up from other days. And as for those of you who can fast with difficulty, they have a choice either to fast or feed a poor person for every day. But whoever does good of his own accord, it is better for him, and that you fast, it is better for you if only you knew. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 184. The ruling for the woman in this regard is the same as the ruling for men. So if she were traveling or suffering from an illness which made it difficult for her to fast, there would be no expiation for her to carry out.
Sheikh Ibn Fawzan has asked, if one who is fasting has a wet dream during the day in Ramadan, does this nullify his fast or not? And should he perform the ritual purification, i.e. the ghusl?
The Sheikh responded, if one who is fasting has had a wet dream during the day in Ramadan, then his fast is valid, and it is not affected by the wet dream because he has not done so intentionally. However, it is obligatory for him to perform the ghusl, or to take a full bath in order to perform the prayer. And to be prompt in performing the ritual purification of ghusl is better. However, it is not obligatory. Wallahu a'lam.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, in one of the days in Ramadan, whilst fasting, I went to sleep and had a wet dream. What is the ruling regarding this, and do I have to make an expiation?
The Permanent Committee responded, anyone who has a wet dream while fasting or in a state of ihram for Hajj or Umrah has no sin upon him nor any expiation, and this act will have no negative effect on his fast, Hajj or Umrah. However, he must take a ghusl or a full bath in order to remove the major impurity if he has ejaculated any sperm as a result.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa has asked, if a Muslim's desire is aroused during the day in Ramadan and he finds no recourse but to masturbate, does this nullify his fast, and does he have to make up for this day and make any expiation for this act?
The Permanent Committee responded, masturbating in Ramadan or outside of Ramadan is haram or prohibited, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, and those who guard their chastity or their private parts from illegal sexual acts, except with their wives, and the women slaves and captives whom their right hands possess, for them they are not to be blamed. But whosoever seeks beyond that, then it is those who are trespassers. Surah Al-Ma'arij, verses 29 through 31. Therefore, anyone who masturbates while fasting must make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he also must make up the fast for that particular day. However, there is no expiation for him because the expiation is specific only to the one who commits sexual intercourse while fasting. And with Allah is all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and all of his companions.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, in the month of Ramadan some years ago, I had an appointment at the hospital. The doctor treating me asked me to produce some semen and told me this was imperative, that I have to do this, at which I felt inconvenienced and coerced, such that I gave him some semen for the sake of the test. This was during the day in Ramadan. I produced the semen by masturbating, knowing that I had no other opportunity to return to the hospital, and that particular day was the one that the hospital had given me for the appointment. Also, this was for an analysis for my wife and I. O noble Sheikh, I require you to give me a fatwa for this, and is there any expiation other than making up the nullified fast of that day, because I had sound knowledge of what I was doing?
The Permanent Committee responded, if the situation is as you have mentioned, then it is obligatory for you to make up the fast for that day you masturbated, and there is no expiation upon you.
Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, a man suffering from an uncontrollable flow of urine wanted to dry his penis, and as a result, excreted semen, and this was during the day in Ramadan.
The Sheikh responded, if he ejaculated because of an intentional action, meaning that he tried to wipe the urine from his penis, and then he became aroused and ejaculated, then his fast is nullified. This is because intentionally ejaculating as a result of your own actions while fasting breaks the fast. However, if this was done unintentionally, then the fast is valid and the fast does not have to be made up.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, my complaint is that I excrete semen during the days of Ramadan without having a wet dream or masturbating. So does this affect my fast? Please advise me, and may Allah reward you.
The Permanent Committee responded, if the situation is as you have mentioned, then the excreting of semen from yourself without desire during the day in Ramadan does not affect your fast, and you do not have to make up that fast.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, is it permissible for one who is fasting to kiss his wife and play with her on the bed during the days of Ramadan?
The Shaykh responded, yes, it is permissible for one who is fasting to kiss his wife and play with her during the day in Ramadan. However, if he ejaculates, then his fast is nullified. Furthermore, if this occurs during the day in Ramadan, it is obligatory for him to continue to abstain from all of the things that nullify the fast after the mistake and for the rest of the day. And it is obligatory for him to make up the fast for that day. However, if he was kissing and playing with his wife outside of the month of Ramadan and he ejaculated, then his fast is nullified, but it is not obligatory for him to continue to refrain from all of the things that nullify the fast. However, if he was making up an obligatory fast outside of the month of Ramadan, then he must make up the fast for that day. But if the fast was nafila or supererogatory, then he doesn't have to make up the day.
Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim al-Sheikh was asked, a man came to his wife during the day of Ramadan without having skin contact with her. He then eculated semen. We wish to know what the ruling is for him.
The Sheikh responded, we inform you that your fast that day is nullified and it is obligatory that you make it up. However, there is no expiation for you to make, as expiation is only required of the one who had sexual intercourse during Ramadan.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, after Asr one day during Ramadan, whilst fasting, I entered the bathroom. After urinating, I often squeeze out any remaining urine from my penis. After I had done this, I noticed some thick, sticky liquid excreting without having intended so. I completed my fast by breaking it after Maghrib. Does the excretion of this liquid affect my fast, and does it require me to make the ritual purification, i.e. ghusl? And if it is obligatory upon me to make up that day, and I have not fasted for that day except after the passing of the second Ramadan, what is the ruling?
The permanent committee responded, the excretion of thick, sticky fluid after urinating without desire is not sperm. Rather, it is the secretion of the prostate and does not nullify the fast, and it is not obligatory to make a ghusl, or a full bath. However, it is obligatory upon you to wash your penis and then make ablution. And as long as you did not break your fast, nor did you intend to break your fast before Maghrib, then your fast is valid and there is nothing else upon you.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa was asked, what is the ruling of the one who bleeds whilst fasting?
The Permanent Committee responded, if the person unintentionally bled while fasting, then his fast is valid.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa was asked, the questioner says he was fasting in Ramadan and when he touched his nose, some drops of blood flowed out without intention. Does this affect his fast? Is his fast that day valid, or does he have to repeat it?
The Permanent Committee responded, if the situation is as you state, then your fast is valid and there is no need for you to repeat it. Once again, this does not affect your fast, inshallah.
Sheikh Ibn Baz has asked, what is the ruling regarding someone who has half a measure of blood drawn out of his right arm for medical analysis purposes whilst fasting during the day in Ramadan?
The Sheikh responded, the fast is not nullified because of this medical analysis. That is because this medical analysis was a necessity, and it is not from the things which is known from the pure Sharia to break the fast.
Sheikh Ibn Fawzan has asked, does donating blood during the day in Ramadan break the fast?
The Sheikh responded, yes. If he donates blood and a lot of blood is drawn out, then his fast is broken, as it is regarded as being similar to hijama, or cupping.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa has asked, is the fast of the cupper, i.e. the one who performs hijama, and the cupped, i.e. the one who undergoes the hijama, broken during the day in Ramadan? What is the ruling? Do they continue their fast broken, or make up for that which is past, or what?
The Permanent Committee responded, the fast of the one who performs the cupping, as well as the one who undergoes the cupping, is broken. However, they must refrain from all of the things that nullify the fast after this mistake for the rest of the day, and they must make up the fast of that day. The Prophet ﷺ said, the cupper and the cupped have broken their fast.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen has asked, what is the ruling concerning one who causes blood to flow, such as having his molar tooth pulled out?
The Shaykh responded, there is no harm, because he did not have his tooth pulled out in order to cause blood flow. Rather, he simply had his tooth pulled because of pain. Furthermore, it is normal that blood will flow after having a tooth removed. However, it is very little blood, so it is therefore not similar to cupping.
Sheikh Ibn Baz has asked, if one felt pain in his teeth and went to the dentist who either cleaned them or removed one of his teeth, does any of this have any effect on his fast? If the dentist gave him an anesthetic injection, does this affect the fast?
The Sheikh responded, none of the things mentioned in this question has any effect on the validity of the fast. And this type of injection is not considered as taking into the body a form of nutrition. Therefore, the fast is correct and free from any defect.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa has asked, does the blood that comes out from between the teeth accidentally break the fast? What if it is from other than himself, i.e. that someone had hit him accidentally?
The Permanent Committee responded, blood which comes out from the teeth accidentally does not break the fast, whether it is spontaneous or as a result of having been hit.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa has asked, during one of the days of Ramadan, about 15 minutes before Maghrib, I wiped my teeth with a tissue and some blood began flowing, but I had not intended this. I've had this illness for some time, and even when I brush my teeth with a miswak, i.e. a toothstick, blood begins to flow as a result. Is my fast correct?
The permanent committee responded, yes, your fast is sound. The blood that flows from your gums when you wipe them and when you brush them does not affect your fast.
Sheikh Ibn Baz has asked, what is the ruling regarding someone who vomits whilst fasting? Does he have to make up his fast or not?
The Sheikh responded, the legal ruling concerning this is that he does not have to make up the fast. As for the one who intentionally vomits, then he must make up his fast, as the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith narrated upon the authority of Abu Huraira, one who vomits, then he does not have to make up the fast. However, he who intentionally vomits, then he has to make it up.
Sheikh Ibn Jibreel has asked, whilst fasting, I took an injection in my vein during the day in Ramadan. Is my fast for this day valid, or is it obligatory upon me to make up this day?
The Sheikh responded, if this injection was nutritional in any form, then it nullifies the fast whether the injection was received directly into the vein or not. However, if the injection was an anesthetic or an analgesic for pain or anything similar to that, then this does not break the fast.
Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen has asked, what is the ruling concerning someone who fasts and uses a miswak, i.e. a toothstick, after zawal, i.e. when the sun is at its highest point and there is no shadow?
The Sheikh responded, the use of the miswak either before or after zawal is a sunnah, just as it is a sunnah to use the miswak at other than these times. That is because the hadith regarding the use of the miswak is general and does not exclude the one who is fasting, nor does the hadith specify any time period for fasting people where it is permissible for them to use the miswak or impermissible for them to use the miswak before zawal or after zawal. The Prophet ﷺ said, the miswak is a purifier for the mouth and much liked by the Lord. He ﷺ also said, if it were not that I feared inconvenience from my ummah, I would have ordered them to use the miswak before each prayer. And so these two ahadith are general and include both the fasting person and the non-fasting person before zawal and after zawal.
Sheikh Ibn Fawzan has asked, is it permissible for someone to brush his teeth with toothpaste whilst fasting during the day?
The Sheikh responded, it is permissible for one who is fasting to use toothpaste as long as he is very careful that none of the toothpaste goes down his throat. It is preferable that he clean his mouth with a miswak, or with something that doesn't reach the throat or cannot be swallowed. Likewise, the fasting person should not exaggerate while cleaning his mouth with water during wudu.
Sheikh Ibn Baz has asked, is it permissible to use perfumes such as oil-based oud and colognes and incense during the day in Ramadan?
The Sheikh responded, yes, it is permissible to use them with the condition that the fasting person does not inhale the smoke from the incense.
Sheikh Ibn Fawzan has asked, I applied perfume on myself before the Dhuhr, i.e. the noon prayer, in Ramadan, and when I entered the masjid, the Imam rebuked me and said that my fast has been nullified, and so has the fast of all those who smelt the scent, because it is very strong. How far is this statement correct?
The Sheikh responded, there is no problem in applying perfume while fasting, and this does not affect the fast. However, intentionally smelling smoke from incense does affect the fast, because the smoke from the incense enters the nose and affects the brain, and thereby affects the fast. As for perfumes, then there is no problem for the fasting person to use them, and it is not permissible for this imam to give a fatwa or a legal ruling without sound knowledge.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, does using liquid-based perfume break the fast if one applies it on the hands, face, body, and clothes?
The Permanent Committee responded, using perfume in the manner described in this question does not break the fast.
Sheikh Ibn Fawzan has asked, concerning the use of spray breath fresheners, is it permissible to use them during the day in Ramadan to remove the smell from the mouth?
The Sheikh responded, it is enough to use the miswak which the Prophet ﷺ has recommended for the mouth while fasting, rather than using a spray breath freshener for the mouth. However, there is no problem in using these spray breath fresheners as long as nothing reaches the throat. However, it is better that we not dislike the odor of the mouth resulting from the fast, since this odor is indicative of obedience to Allah, and it is beloved to Allah. It is mentioned in a hadith, the odor emanating from the mouth of the fasting person is more pleasant to Allah than the smell of musk.
Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen has asked, what is the meaning regarding using eye drops and ointment for the eyes?
The Shaykh responded, it is no harm for the fasting person to apply kuhl to the eyes, and likewise there is no problem for the fasting person to use eye drops or ear drops, even if he were to find that the taste of them reached his throat. This does not break the fast, because it is neither food nor drink, nor does it constitute food or drink, and the evidence prohibits eating and drinking. Therefore, anything that is not nutritional cannot be considered to break the fast. This is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, is it permissible to use eye drops during the day in Ramadan?
The Permanent Committee responded, yes, it is permissible, and it does not nullify the fast according to the correct opinion. And with Allah is success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon all of his companions.
Sheikh Ibn Baz has asked, what is the ruling concerning the use of toothpaste, eardrops, nose drops, and eye drops for the one who is fasting?
The Sheikh responded, in the name of Allah, and all praises for Allah. Cleaning the teeth with toothpaste does not break the fast, just as using the miswak does not break the fast. However, the fasting person should be careful that none of the toothpaste passes down his throat to his stomach. However, if this happens unintentionally, then he does not have to make up his fast. The same applies to eye and ear drops. That is, they do not break the fast, according to the correct opinion. But should the fasting person find the taste of these drops in his throat, it is safer for him to make up his fast, although it is not obligatory. It is not obligatory to make up the fast for eye drops and ear drops, because the eyes and ears are not an inlet for food and drink. As for nose drops, these are not permissible because the nose is an inlet to the throat. Because of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, exaggerated taking water into the nose during ablution, except if you are fasting. Therefore, because of this hadith, the fasting person who exaggerated in taking water up the nose during ablution must make up the fast. And likewise, the fasting person who does something similar to this, like taking nose drops, and then finds the taste of this in his throat, he must also make up the fast.